Are you totally deranged?
Sorry, I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck, donkey balls.
This is a BTS podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
Okay, I thought it might be time to go back to what I like to do, and that is make fun of the news. So here it is, I'm back. What You Know Net Radio is on the air. How are things in the Silicon front, Sam?
I still am in shock that you seriously think that you would even be able to run for president of anything. What, you are without a doubt the most idiotic human that posts anything on BTS. I cannot believe that you actually believe that you have a snowball's chance in Hades to win against the other candidates. The fact is, you would have to triple your IQ to even get into their range.
I can hold my own against the other candidates, Sam. I have you to back me up. Now it's time to rip apart the headlines and make a giant mess of them all.
Orlando, Florida, Reuters, severe thunderstorms and at least one tornado killed 19 people on Friday, when they ripped through Florida in the dead of night, tearing homes to shreds, toppling heavy trucks and leaving a trail of rubble. More than 1,500 homes, buildings and churches were damaged or destroyed across a wide area of central Florida north of the tourism region around Orlando. But two of the area's biggest attractions, Walt Disney Co.'s Disney World and Universal Studios Florida, were not affected. Crunched cars were flung onto porches, and battered sofas and fridges stood in piles of debris scattered over the exposed concrete foundations of houses. Dusk till dawn curfews were put into effect in two areas to deter looters.
I was caught in that storm yesterday. I didn't see any tornadoes, but I got to the bus stop late. Actually, the dang driver was early and he blew past my stop again. On Thursday, I was right in front of the bus and he made a right on a red light and kept going. I was right there, and he wouldn't stop. So anyway, yesterday I was thoroughly soaked to the bone when I got to work. Someone slap me the next time I give my umbrella away to some girl, will ya?
If I had hands, what? Oh, if I had hands.
Speaking of hands...
New York, Reuters, a doctor pleaded guilty on Thursday to stealing a severed hand, which he gave to a stripper who displayed it in her New Jersey apartment. Amd Rashid faces 5 years probation for stealing the hand in 2002 from a cadaver at a New Jersey medical school, an assistant prosecutor for Middlesex County said on Thursday. Rashid practices medicine at a hospital in Los Angeles and stole the hand while studying in New Jersey, the prosecutor said. The woman kept the hand in a jar of formaldehyde in her apartment, where it was discovered by police during an unrelated investigation.
Got to hand it to that doctor, he really knows how to treat a girl. It has to be hands down the strangest gift someone can receive.
Bad form what? Bad form.
Now this one pissed me off.
Miami, Reuters, a Florida city has agreed to pay $35,000 to a teenage girl who was forced by a policeman to perform jumping exercises while topless in order to avoid arrest on an indecency charge. The Pensacola City Council approved the payment on Thursday night to settle a lawsuit the girl filed against the city police department. Officer Sean Patrick Shields approached a parked car and found two partially dressed teenagers inside in April 2003, according to a police report. The officer put the 16-year-old girl and 19-year-old man into his police car and threatened to arrest them for lewd and lascivious behavior. The girl said Shields suggested she instead perform topless exercises as a punishment and shined his flashlight on her while she did five jumping jacks. Shields resigned under pressure, pleaded no contest to a criminal charge of extortion, and was ordered to serve 2 years on probation, Police Lieutenant Randis Chull said.
I think that cop should have been charged with more than he was. That was blatantly sick behavior. What kind of a pervert is this cop?
Come and get one in the yarble! If you have any yarble!
February 1st, for the coolest baby on the block, the air-conditioned stroller. The stroller air conditioner was invented by Israeli scientist Arfi Ben-Aaron, who sought to ease his newborn's suffering from the hot Israeli summer. In order to make his vision a reality, Ben-Aaron took his invention to the Israeli Center of Inventors, ICOI, in the central city of Ramat Gan, which provide guidance and tools to develop inventions and patents. The ICOI have helped Ben-Aaron to create a portable, small and easy-to-use air conditioner with a puppet hanging on top of its air hose.
For all those hot soccer moms out there that want to keep their baby cool while jogging. Great idea, but I wonder how much it costs. And what's the puppet? One of those wacky wild flailing arm guys?
Waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Hi, I'm Al Harrington, president and CEO of Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Emporium and Warehouse. Thanks to a shipping error, I am now currently overstocked on Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Men, and I am passing the savings on to you! Attract customers to your business. Make a splash at your next presentation. Keep grandma company. Protect your crops. Confuse your neighbors. African-American, hail a cab. Testify in church or just raise the roof. Whatever your Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man needs are. So come on down to Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Emporium and Warehouse. Route 2 in Weetabog!
My word, what? You are the absolute worst podcaster in the history of the medium.
And now for a commercial.
Damn you, what?
Hey, kids! There's a new cartoon show for you Sunday morning!
I'm Popeye the Holy Man. I live in the Vatican. Eat spinach for dinner, then bless all the sinners. I'm Popeye the Holy Man.
This week, Popeye baptizes Brutus.
Hey, Popeye, takes off that big dumb hat before I knocks it off.
Oh, yeah? Take this, you big palookas.
Holy water, Popeye.
And next week, Popeye hears Olive Oil's confession.
Oh, my gosh.
Be there, or be St. Peter's Square for...
Popeye the Holy Man.
How embarrassing.
That's it. I'm ending this podcast. I hope you have enjoyed What You Know Net Radio. If you haven't, I don't blame you. All points of view for What You Know, for President are the intellectual property of What You Know Net Radio and are subject to mass ridicule by the population at large.
Yep, that'll just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. I would also like to take the time to thank the good people that brought us all the funny stories that we shared with you tonight. Remember, if you have a comment on our show, please give us a call at 206-202-2476. We would love to hear from you. Have a great night, everyone.
Get back to work.